This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba resigned on Wednesday, the highest profile casualty so far of a major government reshuffle ordered by President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zachary Goleman from Reuters reports.
In the wake of Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine, Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba became one of Kiev's most prominent faces on the global stage, crisscrossing continents to secure crucial military and diplomatic aid for his embattled nation and making the case for NATO membership in Brussels. But on Wednesday, Kuleba resigned. The 43-year-old diplomat is the highest profile figure to step down in a major government reshuffle ordered by President Volodymyr Zelensky. Asked about the personnel changes at a news conference on Wednesday, Zelensky said he was grateful for the ministers who worked for Ukraine for many years. He added, quote, "We need new energy today, and these steps are related only to the strengthening of our state in different directions." More resignations and appointments are expected over the coming days. Five ministers stepped down on Tuesday.
Zachary Goleman from Reuters. UNICEF says a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza is doing better than expected. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Children's Agency says a polio vaccination campaign in Gaza has reached 189,000 children, surpassing its target and providing a rare bright spot, it says, in nearly 11 months of war. The agency has more than 500 teams deployed across central Gaza this week, administering the vaccine to children under 10. The campaign was launched after Gaza had reported its first polio case in 25 years, a 10-month-old boy now paralyzed in the leg. Health experts have warned of disease outbreaks in the territory, where the vast majority of people have been displaced, often multiple times, and where hunger is widespread. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared on Wednesday that Israel will not withdraw its troops from the border area between southern Gaza and Egypt until there is a guarantee it can never be used by Hamas.